This is your Eagle Radio News. I'm Petty Officer Colin Leitner. On January 12th, the U.S. flagged cable-laying vessel Decisive, a 459-foot commercial ship, reported a 60-year-old mariner showing heart attack symptoms while over 400 nautical miles offshore. Watchstanders at the U.S. Coast Guard Joint Rescue Subcenter Guam began coordinating the response, establishing communications with the vessel and directing it closer to Guam. The next day, January 13th, a U.S. Navy MH-60S Nighthawk helicopter flown by Helicopter Sea Combat Squadron 25, part of the U.S. Navy 7th Fleet Aviation Assets, located the Decisive about 110 nautical miles off Guam. The helicopter crew successfully hoisted the ill mariner aboard and flew him to Naval Hospital Guam in stable condition. Officials say the operation highlights effective cooperation between the U.S. Navy and U.S. Coast Guard to get seafarers critical care when needed at sea. The American Red Cross and Japanese Red Cross hosted a blood drive at the Japanese Red Cross in Sasebo, Japan, January 19th. Here's Jing Salamera with more.
We usually do it on base every year, but this is the first time that we are doing here off base. So we will see how it works, but hopefully we can get many donors today. It's really a big opportunity to everyone, especially from the base, helping the Japanese off-base Red Cross Japan. This is a Red Cross from Japan who's really needed. They really needed our help to donate our blood because they said they are lack of blood donors here in Japan.
From all of us here at American Forces Network Sasebo, thanks for listening.